శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం థర్డ్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 35. టుడే వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు రీడ్. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లుక్ అట్ ద బోర్డ్. లెట్స్ రీడ్ ఫస్ట్. తేషాం ఇతరితాం ఉభావ అవధారయ Translation in purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the doormen of Vaikuntha Loka, who were certainly devotees of the Lord, found that they were going to be caught by the Brahmanas, they at once became very much afraid and fell down at the feet of the Brahmanas in great anxiety. For a Brahmana's curse cannot be counteracted by any kind of weapon. Purport by Prabhupada. Although, by chance, the doorman committed a mistake by checking the Brahmanas from entering the gate of Vaikuntha, they were at once aware of gravity of the curse. There are many kinds of offenses, but the greatest offense is to offend a devotee of the Lord. Because the doormen were also devotees of the Lord, they were able to understand their mistake and were terrified when the Kumaras were ready to curse them. Thus ends the Prabhupada purport on text 35. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ పుత్రల శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చత్య దిశతారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌరవభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. By the mercy of devotees, today I am trying to speak something on this text 35, though I am not qualified to read all these things. In front of Radha Vallabha, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra, Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees, we will talk something more on text 35. It is about the curse of four Kumaras, the first four Manasputra of Brahmaji. They were entering Vaikuntha planet. So, doorkeeper, they happened to stop them. In that time, what happened? Four Kumaras, they become agitated. And these two doorkeepers, what is their name? Jay and Vijay, everybody knows the story. Doorkeepers, now they are being chastised. And because of their chastisement, now they are afraid. And here it is said, Tesam itirita mubhava dharya ghoram. Ghoram means what? Terrible. What is that ghoram? Tam brahmadanda. Tam that. Brahmadanda. Danda means punishment. Of the these brahmanas, for kumaras, manivarana, mastra pungai. Cannot be manivarana. Cannot be counteracted by astra, any kind of weapons. Sadhya harer anuchara buru vibhyadastam padagraha patatam. Mati karane katarena. And it is explained how a living entity from a spiritual world Patita means he falls down from the spiritual world. This is the one explanation. There are many explanations how a living entity falls from a spiritual world and happen to come in the repeated birth and death and this material existence. Just like all of us, we are here now. Maybe we are not in that high position like Jaya and Vijaya. Maybe different, everybody may have different position. We don't know these things. But the one similar thing is that patita means fallen. We are fallen in the material existence. How we are fallen? There are many things to say. Though we want to be in this body, we cannot be. Though we want to remain and enjoy and lord over this material nature, we cannot do that. But this tendency is there. And we identify ourselves as what we are not. We are not material body, but time and again we are being illusioned under the grip of a strange and material nature that we think that I am this body. And we are being subdued by desires and hatred and these material things, hunger, thirst, etc. So, the living entity in a spiritual world is not subjected to go through this kind of pains and miseries. Now, after coming here, we have many, many lists of miseries to be counted in list by some, like adhyatmik klesa, adhidaivik klesa, adhibhautik klesa, birth, death, all those miseries, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Vyadhi means disease. And these are some category. Still, miseries can be more. That's why somehow and other we are fallen down in the material existence. And we can talk on these things more and more. But Prabhupada said, don't try to ask how you fell down. Just like, suppose you are taken in a room. When you enter the room, all of a sudden light is switched off and somebody throws a big blanket over your body and start to beat you. He can be very big boxer, you know, very strong person. Now, what are you going to think?
How to get out?
Don't be too much wise by thinking that, oh, what is the cause of my suffering? It is foolish to become wise where ignorance is blessed. Don't try to become wise there. Just try to escape from there. So, Prabhupada said, don't try to ask so many questions why I am fallen in the material world. How many answers are you going to do? Good, you know. So, first thing, try to escape. Suppose we are in the fire. Main thing, the first question is that, anyway, how to escape from here? Other thing, philosophy, Sanskrit language, everything we can do later. Main thing to escape from there. So, in the same way, little explanation is here about this Jaya and Vijaya, how they fell from the spiritual world. And this month, especially after Kartik month, just like we wear tilak in 12 parts of body, and 12 months are there by same names. And we just finished Damodar month. And this month is after Damodar. Is it Vasudev month? I'm not sure of that. But this is month of marathon. Marathon means Olympic game. Everybody knows. Marathon running. So, it's not running like that. But actually it is running, but in different sense. In this marathon month, an international society for Krishna consciousness, what is founded by Srila Prabhupada and guided by him, today, in this month, from the top to the bottom, it can be very big GBC up to ABC, first new neophyte devotee who joined first day. We do open competition. Everybody take part in same competition. Everybody from their level, they try to do same thing to preach, to please Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, please, if you want to please me, distribute my books. And Prabhupada explains about the importance of his book that you can read in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and any other book. In the preface, you can understand the mood of the writer, why he write this book. And Prabhupada has written in Bhagavad Gita that 5,000 years ago, Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna came in this earthly planet to fulfill the same purpose of Lord's coming here. I am writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. That what Prabhupada said. To fulfill that same desire of Krishna, Prabhupada has written commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And you can see the practical thing happening. There were many commentary on Bhagavad Gita, maybe more than thousands. And none of them changed the life of people. Maximum they ended up becoming like speculators or so many things. And finally everybody got lots of information maybe. No transformation happened. Nobody became devoted, practically to say. But you can see the book of Prabhupada. After reading a single book, people change their life from zero. They change totally. That how Prabhupada fulfilled the mood of Krishna, mission of Krishna. So, you can read in preface of Bhagavatam, same mood you can find. We can see here that Prabhupada says that this is a need of human society. Prabhupada was not only like only sentimental devotee, we say. Actually, devotional life is not sentimental. And what they call it? It's neither fanatic nor sentimental. It is the practical life. It is the life designed by acharyas and gurus and guided by scripture. So, Prabhupada says here, we must know in this first two paragraph of preface, very important, if anybody can remember from mind, that is very good. We must know the present need of human society. See, Prabhupada knows the need. What is the need? What society need? Today's society, we don't lack any number of doctors and engineers and IITs and many, many philosophers are there. You can see so many new hospitals opening, so many new institutions opening to solve the problem and to solve the conflict. So, you can see, you cannot find number of patients decreasing. Even new and new diseases are coming up. People have tried so many ways to stop the problem of material existence, material life, and to struggle. They want comfort and good life, economic development, good education, so many things. But they haven't solved the problem and they cannot solve the problem. This is not the way. It's just like if you calculate 2 plus 2, 5, however balance you make at the end, it will not be good. It will not be correct. In the same way, people, they don't understand the basic principle. Basic thing of the existence. Basic thing is that we are not this material body. We are a spiritual soul. And by nature we are a pleasure seeker. And we cannot find ultimate pleasure in material object. Material object are limited. And it is just painful. And there is no alternative. And Krishna consciousness life is like alternative for all kind of miseries. to stop this, and it's another alternative to practice Anandamaya Abhyasa, that practice which takes us to the desired happiness, what everybody looking for. So that's what Prabhupada explains more in detail. And what is that need? The human society is no longer bounded by geographical limits to the particular countries or communities. Human society is broader than in the Middle Ages. And the world tendency is toward one state or one human society. The ideals of spiritual communism, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, are based on more or less on the oneness of the entire human society, nay, of the entire energy of the living beings. The need is felt by great thinkers, and to make this successful ideology, therefore, with an aphorism of Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavatam starts, that Sanmadasya, the cause of all the beginning, Adi Asya, the Supreme Personality of God, Yataha. To establish the idea of common cause, what is that common cause? Prabhupada explained further here. Human society at the present moment is not in the darkness of oblivion. What does that mean? Like in Middle Ages, Prabhupada has mentioned in previous paragraph. And Prabhupada explained here that human society in the present moment is not in the darkness of oblivion. They may not have proper and correct information, but people have so much information. And another thing, people can know anything happen in the one corner of the world, they can know up to, on the next corner, especially by Facebook nowadays. So, people, more or less, they know some kind of bit and pieces, little bit from everywhere. Even though they don't know systematically, they know bit and pieces, little bit everywhere. So, and it has made rapid progress in the field of material compounds, education and economic development throughout the entire world. But there is a pinprick somewhere in social body at large, and therefore there are large-scale quarrels even over less important issues. You can see the wars taking place in different nations and wars in different countries. And the, you know, what is the main topic of nowadays, especially in university and other places? People, they talk for conflict resolution. Conflict, that's the main topic. And people cannot solve the problem. And they talk about conflict in family, and conflict in society, and conflict in nation, and this and that. And you can see, this is the Kali Yuga, there is conflict everywhere. And if you try to find the cause behind this conflict, there is not big issue. There is no issue at all. But big fight taking place. And Prabhupada said, large-scale quarrels, even over less important issues. There is a need of a clue as to how humanity can become one in peace, friendship, and prosperity with a common cause. What is that common cause? That Srimad Bhagavatam will fulfill this need. It is a cultural presentation for the re-spiritualization of the entire human society. Prabhupada wrote a book to re-spiritualize not only to person, not only community, like that, to entire human society. See the vision of Prabhupada, how big he was thinking. He wants to change whole society, entire human society. In that way, he explains further. We can try to understand what Prabhupada's mood is. And Prabhupada says to his disciple, if you want to find anything more, read my books again. It means Prabhupada gave everything in his book. So we just need to understand. And Prabhupada said, please distribute my books. Even if somebody get one book and read something, his life will be perfect. And Prabhupada says further that even if one reads one chapter, his life will be perfect. He says, even if somebody read one paragraph, his life will be perfect. And even if somebody read one sentence or one ode, his life will be perfect. Please distribute my books. Please distribute my books. Please distribute my books. That's the mood of Prabhupada. He has said 3 times, please distribute my books. How humble he is. See, he says, please distribute my books. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amara Agya Hai Guru Tares. Mahaprabhu said, Amar Agya means order. This is my order. You go and distribute books. You go and deliver people. And he says to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, Prati Ghara Ghara Gai Karo Yai Bhiksha. Go to every door. Karo Yai Bhiksha. Ask them, Bhiksha. What is that Bhiksha means? Beg the people. What to beg? Bhajo Krishna. Please chant the holy name of Krishna. Bolo Krishna, Kaho Krishna, Karo Krishna, Shiksha. He says, please educate them about Krishna. And nowadays, in ISKCON, in global world, in the time of Prabhupada, it was preaching was the term most used. And nowadays this term has little bit. It is more refined by saying we give more importance on not only preaching but educating to the people. Preaching in the sense of educating. And this is very important. And how this is possible? By distributing Prabhupada books. And you, everybody of you, you have your own experience. We are here all. How we are here? We read some lines or some sentences or some paragraph or something in the book of Prabhupada. Maybe somebody finish all book. But in beginning we like something. And you may have noticed yourself that what we have found in the book of Prabhupada, for me to say, I never found in the book of any line of my university text or school text. You can go through any line anywhere. Maximum what we find the speculation. Even the great discoveries are made. First they have to speculate. And this speculation, how to prove it, that's the goal. And how I'm going to prove it. And many of the theories like that, you cannot imagine, like, even, it doesn't even look like theories. But they spend millions of dollars, years together, generation after generation of these people. They spend to prove these theories. And they will be continuously proved wrong. Again they try to make it, this is good. And they again try to prove it. But in the line of Prabhupada's book, you can find that these big and big theories of generations of the generations being proved. Prabhupada very simply in a few lines you can find explained. Very simply, you cannot understand. It can be that simple, it's so easy. And to read this and to understand this, students, they pay lots of money to the university, and they go many years trying to understand this thing. And especially in the today's postmodern age, their conception is that no conclusion is the final. They cannot conclude anything. See the So see what is happening in the society. No conclusion is the final. No definition is the ultimate definition. And based on that definition, based on that explanation, they try to prove this and that. But their base of beginning of everything is that no definition is the final definition. No conclusion is the ultimate conclusion. So whatever you feel good, good. Whatever you feel bad, bad. If you feel good, good. What a thing. But it cannot be so. and 2. That's why Prabhupada said, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya. Gyana Anjana Salakaya. And this, in this book, they are like eye-opener. Just like by the Gyana Anjana. Knowledge of, what is that Anjana called in English? Okay, anyway, I'll explain in English. Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. That's why every day we offer our obeisances to Guru. Why? Guru open the eye of the people and stop people from being misdirected. So there can be many experiences. Like, I remember one thing, that I was supposed to give my thesis. Yes. And I prepare one book and one newsletter and some other, they need some work experience, few months you do this. And after making all these things, and I supposed to go and submit to the uni. And I went and see on the list, my name was after 4-5 days. But actually throughout the year I used to go for Sankirtan, because when I started to read Prabhupada book, I did not find anything important on this book in the uni, and I was not desiring much. But one thing I understood, that people will think that if I leave uni, they will think that these people, they don't want to do anything, they don't want to study anything, so they just come to Hare Krishna. They are lazy bums. People will think that way. Just to finish my exam, I came 1 month in house. And I went through books quickly, and I found some notes, something. And I just gave exam. And that day of, when I supposed to submit my, this so-called, letters or whatever, books, whatever, experience letter, this thing. And I went and see my name was at the, maybe 5 days after, yeah, like that. So devotees were going for Sankirtan that night only. Now I'm going to miss Sankirtan. So what I did, and I went in the line, I stay at the back of the line, even though my name was not that day. And I went at the last time, and I submit these things. And I said to them, you see, my friends are going for some tour. I'm going to miss this tour. It's very important for me. And I don't have anywhere. I have no time to come again. It's no chance. Please manage it anyhow. And they agree. And one of the lady, she came from back. And with this, my papers, I submit some papers of like, there are some topic devotee used to make. You remember that? Art of mind control, one skull was pressed by hand. And I took that also. And I put that, you see, we do this and these things. I explained something. And one of the lady came from back. She said, oh, I like Hare Krishna. And I'm thinking, in my old age, I'm going to be like this kind of people. And that became very good plus point for me. And she said, okay, where is your name? And she turned the page and she found my name. Okay, sign here. And they talk only about Krishna conscious topic. And they say, okay, you can go. And before I came here, I should write some, fill the form as some educational, you know, how much I pass. And I never went to college 3-4 years already. And just to know how many levels I finished, I went to see. And I found my university, that bachelor's degree was finished 4 years before. And I was very happy doing Sankirtan. And we used to go different places. It's such a good experience. And we don't know whom we meet. And people come and they look at us and they try to talk something. But maximum cases, what happened to me, that those people that don't understand even the language what you speak, these people take more book. And but people, they don't only listen what we talk. And how I used to do book distribution, When book distribution started, I used to take some fruit or something and go to the park and sit nicely, eat peacefully. And when I become totally fresh, when I finish my round, everything, and that time, okay, now I'm very happy, I used to go and distribute book. And that day I used to do more book distribution than that day when I start from the morning. I cannot do more. But when that day chanting is good, when I am fully fresh and relaxed, book goes that day. And there are many things like that. Just like we go to different places. And somewhere people, they think that we are like some those who are from Indian background or Eastern background, they say, my father used to worship that book. And we ask them, did you ever know what is that book? They say, oh, this is Bhagavad Gita, this thing. And did you ever read this book? Oh, I never read this book. So, at least try to read this book. Your father only worship you, he never told what is there. And now you read this book. And you will understand what is this. And many people, they take book and they read and they become devotees. And there are many stories like Rasi Gauranga Prabhu, and we went to distribute book after it was our center was visa, right? Because everybody go in Nepal from India to get visa. And we make our preaching center, its name also visa, Vaikuntha International Spiritual Academy. So, from there, after visa center was established, we went to distribute book. That time we did not have van, anything. We went in public bus. We pack all the book on the hood, on the top of the bus. What happened? That road was very, like so many roundabouts, so many rounds, so many bends were there. And it was in mountain. And it was raining also. And road was not very big. It was just for two bus to come and go. And driver was driving that day so high speed. We never ride in that high speed bus. And all of a sudden bus just fell down on the corner of the road. If bus was going falling down from the road, have you seen that road on the Kathmandu from mountain? There is river down. And that bus went and collided and it tilted on the side where our seat was. And we were saying, Gauranga, Gauranga, Hari Bol. And we were three devotees, and bus was just fell down on the, tilted down to our side in the corner. And many windows were broken, many things happened. But the window where we were sitting was not broken. And many people broke their hands and legs. By Krishna's mercy, Krishna saved us. And just some scratch happened to another devotee, right? And it was very, very heavy rain outside. We happened to come out from window. And we went to see our book. And that book box were broken. And everything was like, it was not properly covered. Anyway, we have to take out our book. It's raining. And we went to see book there on the hood, on the top. And even though it was big rain, none of the book get wet. It was an amazing thing. That was first experience in book distribution. We went to another city like that. And the reason why book were not wet is that, what is that? When BBT make book, when they put in carton, they make one small papers covering inside carton. And that covering was protecting all the book, and book were safe. And actually that's Krishna's plan. And we went to different places. That was the first beginning, I guess, outside valley, outside city. And after that, some other devotee came. We started in van. And after that, we started in bus. And after that, when they were planning to buy another bus, we moved to different places. And it was a very nice experience. And when you, especially in traveling Sankirtan, or even in book distribution, when you go out of the street, And we don't know whom we're going to meet. And the moment we are very happy, and if I have experience is that when I'm hungry, and if I want to distribute, okay, I'll distribute two more book now and I'll go and eat. I cannot do more. And when I go and eat, I'm satisfied and I come and smile, people will take book. So many things are there. You may have some experience, some other things you can tell yourself. And you can even remember how your life were changed by book of Prabhupada. And that same thing going to happen to the life of other people. Everybody going to become devotee like you. And if you try to distribute book. Anybody wants to say anything? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare